some comment there.
I have a feeling when we gather together on Leil Shishi, I have a certain Kiddush feel when I feel my mishpacha week to week gathers Kiddush, and I started feeling it Leil Shishi with the Chevra here, and there's a very good feel to it. The sense all week by my family on Leil Shishi, on Shabbos Kodesh. So you sit at Kiddush, I have a sense we've all had like busy weeks and all different things have gone on. Then the mishpacha gathers. When, during the week, there are times, mezoicha, the times it works out, we eat supper together, halavai, that it works more often. But there's something about Friday night at Kiddush that all the soldiers are back around the table, each one from their own stations. Elementary, high school, Beis Medrash, doing their own things, each of us. Our own busy weeks, our own travels, our own... Then like we gather around the Shabbos table and we're all here. And like the soldiers unite all, and we're all about the same thing. We're all about the same thing. Each of us being Mekadesh Shem Shemayim from our own stations and our own lives and our own ways. Everybody gathers together at Kiddush. And I say at this Leil Shishi, it's come that the Chevra, that we sit together, friends, after a week, and we gather, and it's supposed to be Leil Shishi is the Aschol, is the Achonis for Shabbos Kiddush. I feel like we gather together after a week. It's just nice. It's refreshing. I want to share something that I was zeicha to this week. One of the Chevra from Durham has fought in the army for 4 years. And specifically, since Simchas Torah, he's been fighting for Yidden. He mamish was in harm's way. He was called up. He was not mandatory to go. And he went and was very involved from the day after Simchas Torah. He literally was by the places saving families, Kipshutei. He broke into rooms and confronted terrorists, mamish, Kipshutei. He was not, I sat with him a long time this week. And he was not in the zone of sharing stories, no. He told me things that came out that wasn't the zone he was in. He's processing. I was sharing, not a geshmaka like, oh, heroic stories. No. I wanted to share with the Chevra that he was very plugged in. There's a ruach in the world now. He was getting, I'm not talking about why somebody went to the army. Everybody has different machshavas. But there are people plugged in. He was fighting for Yidden. He was fighting for Am Yisrael. He was fighting to save lives. Kipshutei. He was plugged into that. He remains plugged into that energy. I'm part of a people, a beautiful people. There's a very powerful energy, Am Yisrael. I sat with a guy who daily, and he's still plugged into that. He's not telling stories. He didn't want to speak about his escapades. Zero. Like he's not interested. It's not where he is. He's plugged into Am Yisrael. We're a people. We're a nation. There's such a ruach, such a sense. We're part of a nation. We're part of a people. Esther Amalka gives up her life. She risks her life. She gives up her husband, risks her life for Am Yisrael. The very action puts you somewhere. Actions, Adam Nifal, Kfi Pulaysev. A person becomes their action. The very action, I think it's something we could all tap into today. I'm not talking about we each have our own stands and places, what we do, but that we could tap into that's existing in the world, Am Yisrael. They're Yidden risking their lives and they're tapping into something. There's such a ruach in the world that you and I can tap into, a people. Am Yisrael, we're part of a nation, a beautiful people. From our own places, what that means to us, to be more caring to Yidden, to be more respectful, more encouraging, go out of our way more. I want to tell you an earnest thing that I had an Nisayan this week, and it related to other people, and I was able to be Misgaber because of him. I like tapped in Am Yisrael, and be bigger. I had like a thing I could be small. And I have small worries, but we can tap into bigger stuff. Am Yisrael. So Yid, he's the person's a Yid. Let me be there for another Yid. We could tap into that. We're part of a people. There's a ruach of that right now. Am Yisrael, there's a ruach. if it's caused by the world dining up, the anti-Semitism, the sense, there's like a, we're all weary. As the war goes on, the world's judging. Do they have a right? Stop now. The president's deciding. The ruach we could tap in is the sense we're part of a people, a precious, precious people. That's something we could tap in. I wanted to share it tonight with my friends. I'm going to share a Torah that will relate to this, that I think will relate to this. It's very much the ruach. So I want to share something. I have two thoughts on the parasha, but I want to share a little bit out of order, pasuk out of order. But I want to share it first with the chevra because I'm thinking about that now. He told us when he spoke, I asked him to speak. Intelligent person, asked him to speak. He described when he showed up to help, when he came, he has a lot of expertise. He's very highly trained. He was in a very specialized unit. And his expertise is in explosives, diffusing explosives. He's an expert, but he described showing up the day after Simchas Torah. He said people brought what to the army is funny things. They brought funny stuff. He said a guy showed up in an ice cream truck. Said to the army, you come with uniform. He said people didn't have uniforms. It's a law of battle. You have to wear a uniform. It's illegal in the world to fight without a uniform. It's also not very smart because soldiers have to know who you are. So you have to wear, he said people were wearing caps, like security caps that said I'm Israeli. It wasn't army gear. Whatever reason, they weren't prepared. So people came with, he said, funny equipment that looked funny. He said one man drove up to the battlefront in an ice cream truck. And he said they covered a mace. They saved Yiddish bodies to Kfuras Yisroel. They filled the ice cream truck. Shem Yerachim. And he said to the guys, he said to us, that we all have unique things. I felt that bring what you have, we need you. Bring what you have, we need you. So you have an ice cream truck, but he didn't say water guns. He's to the battle, I don't know war. He said people came with pistols. It was weird. It wasn't the army stuff, didn't matter. He said nobody left, nobody. The guy came with an ice cream truck, nobody. To us, it wouldn't be funny. I don't know war. He said people came with pistols. It was weird. It's not how the front is. Nobody laughed, he said. He said, Yidden came, they looked at each other. We were together, people just bringing what they had. And he said to the guys, in our own story as Am Yisrael, bring what you have. Bring your ice cream truck to service of Hashem. We need you. So I want to tell you a word in the parish. It's he mamish is mechavim. This week's parish of Vayakal came this week. And the parasha, many mefarshim, the Archaim HaKadosh amongst them, but Rishayim and Achrayim asked the Kasha, it describes Klal Yisrael bringing things to the Mishkan, to the point that it's one of my favorite psukim in the Torah. We have such a tshuka for Kedusha, and we'll talk about this pasuk in a few minutes, but it's one of my favorite psukim in the Torah. You ask Klal Yisrael, we need donations for the Mishkan, and you talk about the charity, these fundraisers. They need money for the Mishkan. Klal Yisrael's bringing everything. They're bringing ice cream trucks and more. So Moshe Rabbeinu makes an announcement. They have loudspeakers. Chefra. Stop. Ishvi ishal yasu oid nimloch l'shumas ha-kodesh. Rabbi say genug. We have enough. They're piling on stuff. People are Yidden's chuka for Kedusha. Yidden are bringing whatever they got. To the point they aviru kol b'machna. They make an announcement. Chevra adkan. But you call on the hobby. Okay, we're obedient people. You have to convince us to stop. Pashat, we make the bonus rounds, the bonus rounds. We're adding much more. They make enough announcements, we stop ringing. Says the pasuk, v'amalacha ha'isadayam. The malacha, which the Ramban speaks out, is the donations. He says that's what it means, the malacha. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. The malacha was dayam, it was enough. L'chol ha'malacha, l'asas ha'isaf, all the things that we needed, v'ha'isar, and it was extra. And the kasha is dayam means it was the right amount. It was dayam, it was the right amount. And there was extra. And the Archaim HaKadosh asked, was there extra? And I've just said there was extra. Why would the Torah say there was enough and extra? It's a contradiction. There was enough means it was the right amount. There was extra means it was more. It was dayam v'hayser, is a stira. The Archaim HaKadosh asked a stira. Enough and extra. Just say extra. And then everybody knows if there was extra, there's enough. There was dayam v'hayser is a stira. So everybody, the Archaim HaKadosh amongst anybody else who learns Chumash, ask this Kasha, Dayim V'Hayser. It makes me think, we've all made parties. I like making parties, throwing parties. How do you know if there was enough food, Maish, and you make a party? How do you know there's enough food? If there's leftovers. Right, Mandy, if there's no leftovers, somebody still says, there's enough food, look, it's exact. If there are no leftovers, there wasn't enough. The leftovers is Dr. Rai, it was enough. So I always think of that, when you make a party, there's a little left, like, shoo, okay, that was enough. If there's no food left at the end, you don't, like say, that was probably enough, that was probably just may do. So maybe like the Heiser is Dr. Rai, it was Dayam, but okay, but then still just say Heiser, but say that it was Dayam. You don't have to write it, but I see the Torah Kedoshah says it was enough and extra. It's Dr. Raya that it was enough because there was extra. But okay, it doesn't need that. There was extra, so there was enough. What's this enough and extra? But I do admit, Rav Avi, when you make a zach, if there's extra, a Raya was enough. If we Rav Avi serves with Ravchus, so it was a couple of, it's delicious kugel, kosher word kugel, but I always says two more pieces, a couple of pieces at the end, so it's enough. If it all be used up, we wouldn't necessarily know there was enough. We know. So it's dayam, what was the Raya's dayam? That was heiser. Okay, maybe. What's the pshat dayam v'heiser? Enough and extra. What is it? It's a strange. Rav Aaron, the kash is a good kash and pshat. Dayam v'heiser, enough and extra. The apter of the Oiv Yisrael. No, the other verse was from the Oiv Yisrael. No. This is based on Archaim HaKadosh. The other word I'm going to say is from the Oiv Yisrael. This word is based on the Archaim HaKadosh. What I'm saying now is the Archaim HaKadosh. I'm adding, I don't want to... we ask that it says when Klal Yisrael gives donations to the Mishkan, there was enough and extra. Dayam v'hayser, it's a stira. Say there was extra. So enough means it was the right amount. Extra means it was extra. Dayam v'hayser was the right amount and extra. It was extra. It was too much. It's not a problem. So I was like saying when there is enough, when there's extra, you know it's enough. And you could tie the b'derech pshat, not joking, that when there's extra, that's when it's the right amount. Like there should be extra. It's the cover. There should be. I once told a guy was doing a certain job, and I said, you're overqualified. You're overqualified for the job. And he said, anybody who does something should be overqualified. I always say about a Rebbe, you should know much more about the sugya than you teach. A good Rebbe, somebody who's like, just gives everything he knows, that's not a Rebbe. You should know much more about the topic, and you give over, because then your mom is giving over what you're supposed to. Any successful guy, Rabbi Yechiel could be Rosh Hashiva. He's teaching youngsters. He's overqualified. That's the one you want to do it. There's a certain purpose. There's a certain exactness. So the Heiser is, Dayam v'Heiser is, if it would be exact, it would be Yechiel Hashem. You think of us donating, and we got it right? There should be Ravchus. It should be a tremendous Ravchus. And from that, we picked out. So it was Dayam v'Hayser. Kilo wouldn't be Dayam if there wasn't leftovers. There would be a Shtigah. For Beis HaMikdash, it should be a tremendous Asherus. It should be a huge selection. Maybe such a pshat yet.
But,
Interesting, very interesting. I want to say it, I love what you're saying. The Torah is talking to us, and we're supposed to have these thoughts, by the way. Shem says this. Along the way, whenever Hashem says the truth, your whole understand the truth. Hashem's talking to us. Very unique language. Enough and extra. The Yitzchak thought, intelligent. The Archaim HaKadosh says, Yitz, there was a nes. He says there was a miracle. Klal Yisrael gave extra. And yet, when they put it all in, it went in exact. Klal Yisrael gave much more. So what does it mean, Dayam? It means it all ended up being part of the Mishkan. And it just worked with the right midas. They put it together and it ended up a nes. They gave Haiser, but every single thing was necessary. That's Dayam Vaisa Nes, a Pella. We gave much more. And somehow when they molded together the gold, the silver, and Alazachim, it was Dayam. So that's Dayam Vaisa. We gave more, but it was Dayam. The nes was Dayam. We gave Haiser. You ever heard this, Shat Shemes? Nifla.
The other way around.
Shimmy says it should come out that it was Heiser. It should come out Heiser. Dayam. Dayam means when they put the Heiser is what happened. I hear the kasha. I like what Shimmy's asking. Stark says Dayam Vahiser should be Heiser Vidayam. They gave more and Vidayam and it was enough. But he says what happened, Dayam Vahiser. I hear the kasha. That's the kasha.
There's gotta be a niece anyway. Why didn't they let all the Jews get involved? Because Hashem's gonna anyway like crunch it down to the right amount, so why did they ever tell them to stop? Should just let everyone get involved. It sounds like Hashem wanted.
The stop is the Kiddush Shemayim. Avada, the stopping is the Kiddush Shemayim that you have to stop us from giving. That's Bedafka. It could have worked out different. That's Avada. Because otherwise I wouldn't have my favorite pasuk in the world. The stopping is wonderful. However you manage it. This you have to hear that you had to hold back Yidden from giving. That's the most important thing ever that happened to us. That you got to stop us from giving. But Dayan Vahisa, I want to think about Shimmy's Kesha. I don't know why it said that off. Order. What's pshat in this miracle, Rabbi say? We gave extra miracles after a tafkir, Hashem stam. The lesson, the Chedushi Arim speaks this out, that the lesson of the miracle, that they gave extra and everything was necessary, is that every yid's contribution is necessary. That's avada, the purpose. Nobody should feel you gave something and it wasn't used. He speaks out that they were told to stop. Like, what's the beginning? You let them give, especially knowing the nes. So Avadi, he says that Yamakdin and the nes, the Chedush HaRim speaks this out. And it shouldn't be that a guy gave something and it looks like it wasn't necessary. Stop, what's the big deal? Let people give. It's such a beautiful zech. The nes, you know, ain't saimchen al nes. But it shouldn't be somebody gave. He says, the Chedush HaRim, that was the purpose that stopped giving. It shouldn't be a yid should see his thing as extra. Every yid's necessary and everything's contributed. And if you look, so Hashem made a nes. Avada, the ikkar of the Mishkan was the machshavos. The ikkar was the Kedusha that came in the Mishkan because of every yid's thing contributed and add. It should physically reflect that. It's so cool when the physical reflects that spiritual truth. It's a cool zach when the physical. My son, after his team lost in the playoff, was crying. So I went up to him, and my son told me that it's so frustrating. The team helped guys in a spiritual sense. That guy's from her today. So it so bothers me. He said, I hate losing, but it bothers me that we should be dancing on the court. The physical should match the spiritual. The truth of growth, of people growing and developing, it's a shame. But it's when in the mikdash is the place that the physical and spiritual meet. In the mikdash. So in the mikdash, the expression that everybody gave and that just like was used is the spiritual truth that everybody's machshavos and everybody's gifts count. This exact lesson of this bacher, this beautiful bacher, who spoke in yeshiva and said, bring your ice cream truck. Said, bring what you have, we need it. What you have is needed. He described the guy coming and bringing neshamas, bringing Yiddish and neshamas to Kfuras Yisrael because of a guy's ice cream truck. He said, people could have laughed when he showed up and it was needed. And that's the lesson of the nes, of this beautiful nes, that everybody's thing was put in there and it all was necessary. So it was Haiser, but then when they put it in there, everything was used. It's because of a truth that each of us, what we bring, how we bring it, it's necessary here. It has a place. It has a necessity. It has a value. It brings value. Bring your thing. Bring your thing to the matzav. Over the years, I've been zeicha to say shiurim, the best shiurim ever. It doesn't always happen. This is like the dream. We just now had a discussion. Yitz jumped in. People jumped. The best shiurim when people like contribute, and like a lot of people, this one, and then like a whole like world opens up. Because it's a spiritual truth, and that's like a tremendous chus. Each person brings their contribution, their ha'ara, their observation, their history, and like something wide and broad opens up. It's the best thing in the world. It's the truth. That each person's contribution, each person's journey, each person, it adds and is necessary and important. So that was the first thing I wanted to share with the chevra, this amazing. I asked you, teach your families about this amazingness. Enough, and actually, we'll have to answer Shimmy's kasha. I don't know, like, I'm talking, I don't want to, like, lose folk, but I want to, like, zone into his kasha shtar. It says, enough and extra. It was extra and enough. The order that Dar Chaim's nes was extra and enough. I didn't look at Dar Chaim this year. I saw it a number of years ago. Could be, I didn't even see it last year, maybe 2 years ago. So I have to look back, Dar Chaim HaKadosh. I believe I'm remembering right. That he says this nes, the Chedush Yerim for sure speaks it out, that I saw this year. But I quoted Ar Chaim, that was the first place I saw this. He has a few terutzim. Somebody saw it this year, he says this. I like Shimi's Kasha.
But Ar Chaim saying Pshutai.
That what?
Is Ar Chaim telling the Pshutai Shal Mikra, or is this a, in other words, in the Pshat, I mean, it would have been said, it would make far less sense to say what Pshutai is suggesting.
I hear what you're asking. But even the drash always works out. That even the drash, I know what you're saying. For pshat, it has to say daim oiser. But even the drash doesn't like, it's not inconvenienced by pshat. So even in the world, Hashem like works it all out. So even the drash, there should be, there's something deep to that, that it says daim oiser. Says it was the right amount. My suspicion, Shimmy, my suspicion is because the Iker is the spiritual world. In that world, it wouldn't even be called Heiser. So it was Dayam. If I can mention it was Heiser, that's my suspicion. Shimmy's Kasha makes me, Avi, what I'm answering to Shimmy. In the physical world, it was Heiser. In the MS of each person, it was Dayim, was the exact amount. The Nes wasn't in the spiritual world. Each person, the Mishkan's not the physical, what we gave. It's built on the beauty of every Yid. It was Dayim, every Yid. I want to mention, it was Heiser in the physical world. It wasn't the right amount. But it said Dayim first because that's the MS. The MS, it was Dayim. We're looking at it as a mud and the Nes. It say Heiser and then a Nes happened. No, Dayim wasn't the nes. It's not in the spiritual world. There was no nes. Everybody matters. That's the biggest truth. It was Dayim. That's what I suspect. If it said Heiser and Dayim, like God made a miracle. No, it was Dayim. Oh, by the way, I want to tell you about something. So Dayim is the spiritual truth that everybody counts, and everybody's donation creates a mishkan, creates a place of Asherah. That's what I'm like. Feeling. There's probably a big MS to this. So we're coming like from a very physical place. In a very physical place, say there was extra and Hashem made an ace. That's not an ace. Every year's necessary. It was Dayim. Every year, Bruah. Now, if you want to know how it played out in the physical world, I said, now go figure it out. There was an ace. That, you know what I'm saying? It's probably the pshat. Like, Drash, Hashem's talking. Hashem, like, gets it, nails it exact. This point is so moving, it's so true. It's not a, if it's a cute vart, and we don't gather together for cute vartim, that's a good thing, cute vartim. That's not what our chevri. I want to share what somebody lived. A guy looked me in the face, he was emotional. It was, to describe that ice, my passing day, I think I will remember that ice cream truck. It was something that was, he was at that place. He looked at guys, I saw him in yeshiva. Saw him talk to people, like he had a certain respect for every Yid. He was plugged into something. There was a guy who was like nudging him on things he doesn't want to talk about. He's not, he was like being so patient. He's like very plugged in, like every Yid. Like, yeah, if and you might be Bechinas ice cream truck, fine, give your ice cream truck. Say there. Whatever you bring, just bring it. It's dying, it's not. You found our Chaim HaKadosh? You're so nice. How do you find it so fast? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. He asked the Kasha, him based Varm Hafachim. If there's Dai, it's not Hoyser. If there's Hoyser, it's not Dai. He's a Pella. He says, Ulai, Tzchibas B'nei Yisrael B'nei Amakim. Klal Yisrael brought extra. Chash Hashem l'kavod kol ish et torchai ve'viu v'nichnas kol amu v'beis Hashem his speaker l'kanes kol malach ha'shasu b'nei Yisrael ha'gam shahayser it was yoyseh me'atzarech but it's still al yedeneis he says his speaker m'kabel l'kabel yoyseh m'shiru al deneis that's the Chaim HaKadosh's miracle. Thank you for finding that. Amazing, Harchaim. Okay. Now we saw it this year. We should put our eyes on the words. He's right. I wanted to share something else. That was the first thing I wanted to share at the Chevra. Really, we should like stop there. We should like sing songs about Klal Yisrael already. But I want to share one more Zach. Then we'll be mispallel together. We have to, such a Zach at the Taka sing about our people. The Ramban already asked Akasha. The Ramban asks, "Vayomer al Moshe." They said to Moshe, "Mar b'maham love me the avoda l'malach." They're bringing too much. They're bringing too much. Vayitzav Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu commands. He brings a kol b'amach nelemer ish v'isha al yasu oid malacha. Stop doing work l'tshuma sakodesh. Ask the Ramban, "What do you mean stop doing work?" It's not about doing work. They were giving donations. It's very confusing, Yitzhak. They were bringing donations. And they announced, Ish v'ishal yasu oid melocha l'tshumas HaKadosh. Stop doing work. The problem wasn't work. The problem was the donations. So the Ramban asked the cash already. The Ramban, on the spot, the Ramban asks and speaks. The Ramban speaks. You can see the Ramban that Malacha refers to the donations. It says, Al Yasu Oid Malacha L'Trumas HaKadosh. The Pasuk's so hard to read. They're giving too much, and Moshe Rabbeinu says, stop doing work. What the Abdur Rabbah, the Ayiv Yisrael says, is that as they were doing malacha for the Mishkan, it was inspiring people. The Abdur Rabbah says that as they were doing work, it was so inspirational, people would give more. It was causing ashpa. It was bringing, the Abdur Rabbah is saying, not that they saw it and they were so inspired. It brings a ruach to the world. They're performing and the Yid somewhere decides to give. I was saying, Yaakov, I was telling them about A.J. Seidi. I was saying that in the world, there are people being Moshe Nefesh Feyidin. There's a ruach in the world. And I said, I think that it's easier to tap in anywhere in the world because the Yidin out there are giving up their lives for other Yidin. There's a ruach in the world. I think it's emes. There's a truth to this. Somebody could bring a certain ruach. I think today it's easier. I had a ma'aseh this week that I passed in a sayin. I think in the world, there's such a kayach in the world right now to care more about Yidden. Because there are people bringing such a ruach. The Abdur Rav says that in the Mishkan, when they were clapping, was making a Yid who didn't see it. He's not saying he was inspired. Since a Yid was so dedicated, another Yid all of a sudden wanted to give. That's what Abdur Rav says. These are real kaiches. It's pashut like that. So Moshe wanted Yidden to stop giving. So he said, Chevra, stop working. He told them to stop working. Your work is making ashpais. Amazing Abdur Rav. You hear this yet? So he said that to get people to stop giving, he said, Moshe said, Chevra, stop working a little bit. You're pasha doing such sitka, some yadir, like all of a sudden, nifla. It's the Abdurav said, nifla. The power of hashpa, the power, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter famously told his Talmidim, he told his Talmidim, Mamish, this in his own Nusach, he told them about what they do here and some yet elsewhere, it starts keeping, it's pashat like that. You bring a certain ruach of Kedusha to the world, it's pashat like that. That a person with Ernst Kite was, but has to be sincere. With sincerity, you bring a Kedusha to the world. It's Pasha, it's Dvarim Shutim like that. And you bring something to the world that exists in the world, such a Ruach. Somebody with sincerity plugs into service of Hashem. Somebody way far away, the Abdurav says literally that they were, he wasn't trying, there's a tzaddik who understood, wasn't trying, he wasn't being a shmak. He was a big Talmud Chacham. And he saw in a Pasuk that they wanted donations to stop being given. Get a year to stop. So Moshe Rabbeinu went to the chevra who was serving so sincerely. He said, your sincerity is making Yidden empty their pots. Not because they see you and they're inspired. You're bringing a certain ruach to them. For a little bit, stop. They stop. We can get people to stop giving. Nifla.
Why did they want to stop? What was the reason
they had enough donations already. The Chedusha Arim says that we were speaking out before that they didn't want extras. Nobody should feel what they gave isn't needed. Now, Hashem was making an ace, the Archaim HaKadosh, but we didn't, whatever reason, that's clear, we didn't want extras.
Is it, could I say, could you see it as a time for giving? Like now we're accepting, okay, up to this time?
It's a good question. I like, Maisha's cash is right. Maisha, I want to say this. You're asking something that's like, huge. It's the strangest pasuk. Like, we have a big problem. Did the Yeshiva Ketana ever come out? Chevra, everybody's giving too much money. Please stop. Did you ever see an advertisement like that? There's a mud in the mice. He's asking a big kasha. It's real. I don't know the answer to your kasha, Maish. We offered a suggestion from the Chedush Irim. I want to say, Maish, that's a very good kasha. A fascinating pasuk. Stop! Like, okay, like that. This doesn't look like the biggest community problem. They were going around the cold. So we set up Shapin Chedush Arim, but Maisha, I like your kasha. That kasha is fest. Tremendous kasha.
You set dimensions for that they only knew exactly.
So says extra, so if it breaks once, we'll have stuff. We've heard of bigger problems in the world. But it's a good kasha, Shims. Maybe we don't want, it's a good kasha. But they said, Al Yasoid Malacha, don't do any more Malacha. What's that? You need people to stop, and Maisha's right, we need a pshat, why? The eighth says people should stop doing Malacha. The Abdurav said that he said, stop serving the sincerity, wait a little bit. You're creating a Ruach in the Welt. Nifla. You ever heard this Abdurav, Shimi? Nifla. And a truth, a spiritual truth. He saw it in these psukim. So they said, stop serving for a few minutes. They stopped, and you, okay, then you tell you didn't stop giving like it, okay? That amazing, right, Ross? So I want to tap in, Chevra. There's a ruach in the Welt of people caring about Yidden. Let's tap in. Let's Yidden, precious Yidden. Rav Avi Yeshia Samecha. Thank you. Uvarech es nachlasecha. Hoy urei murei 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 benasen. Rein benasen madoi. Thank you so much. Thank you for finding it. Shiyo es amecha. Uvarech es nachlasecha. Hoy urei murei 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 benasen. Rein benasen madoi. Is this Maish? What's your name? I'm darshaning about a guy. We have a bacha right here. I didn't know. I'm darshaning that. Thank you, Levi. Levi came back. He was from a person. I'm darshaning exists in the veld that's in front of my nose. Joe, this hashkachas hashem, amazing to hear. Levi was one of these Yidden. He was plugged in, being there for Yidden. We sat in Gaza, helping Yidden. Then we're dancing. Now we're dancing.
Ready.